Welcome to the podcast. This is Dave Say, identity to be determined.
And this is photographer and delinquent podcaster Sid Caesar.
Welcome back, Sid.
How do you do?
Good. Gonna welcome me back?
Yes. It's been a little while since we've done one of these.
When was the last one?
The last one, according to the website, it was April 9th, 2012.
You know, the web never lies.
Either. We're just a little delinquent. A little tardy.
Tardy. Yeah. So what did we do in the last podcast? What did we cover? It's 2013 now. Today is what? It's Friday,
January 18th. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Has it been a good year?
It was a slow year.
I'm excited about this year. This year seems to be off to an amazing start.
Hopefully.
It's full of positivity.
Yes.
You know, like school shootings aside. It's been pretty good.
So I guess, I don't know, what's been going on? What have you been doing? You were just telling me about all these things you've been selling recently.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the big news, I suppose, you know, like I'm constantly generating insights for myself, so it's kind of old news, and I figure people get tired of it. Mm-hmm. But the latest one is that I've come to believe that there is a Dave Say way.
Dave
and
Say way.
The Dave Say way is the thing is living according to what my values are, and learning to make a living through living those values.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is probably, you know, no big insight to people who are already doing this, you know, artists, for example, and so forth. But the second part of it is realizing that there's a measure of mastery that goes with that. And I realize I haven't really been following up with the mastery part of things.
Huh.
I mean, I know how to do stuff. I know how to make websites, you know how to do program, you know how to draw some stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, technically I could, I guess, work for any new media or interactive media job that, you know, like, you know, I have the skills for that.
Yeah.
But to put it together into a cohesive, focused kind of like, master samurai sense, you know, I don't think I've really done that. One, accepting that that's a goal that I want to have. I don't want to die without having achieved that.
Right.
And secondly, that this is the way to financial and creative independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something I'm very much excited to pursue this year in 2013. And so, you know, with that in mind, I've been like writing a lot of article series on my website. Hmm. And they've been well received. I'm newly focused and newly excited about the possibilities there.
So what have you launched since the last time we talked? Because you've got a couple of different sale websites going on and stuff now, don't you?
Well, like I've been selling those Amazon things. That's not changed. The sales for those have gone up a lot.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that I set up the Amazon store just as a means of doing the fulfillment, which is, you know, taking orders and shipping boxes to people. Because I'd done that for 1 year and it was like a big pain in the butt. your basement fills with boxes. You're always going to the post office looking for parking spaces. So you had to write stuff down. A little stress. It's awful. And I'm way too lazy to want to do that every day. That's not living. But the interesting thing was on that, like sales are like double like from they were last year at the same period.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being like, you know, for Amazon pays out every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so a typical like, you know, middle of the year thing would be maybe I would sell $300 worth of merchandise like through Amazon. But then when I factor in the cost of making the things and shipping them to Amazon and stuff like that, you know, the profit is about 30%.
Yeah.
So 30% of, you know, whatever I said, $300 is like $100 of profit, you know, for 2 weeks. So every month is about $200.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm seeing, like, you know, in excess of 1,000, like, in the month leading up to Christmas.
Nice.
So, like, you know, and so 3% of that's 300. And it's only like, oh, this is some stuff that I can start to live on.
Right.
Not enough, you know, to cover everything, but, you know, there's that. And it's interesting thing is it's just because the stuff is on Amazon. And it's because it's fulfilled by Amazon and because it's fulfillable through Amazon Prime, I think. That's just given it more visibility.
Huh.
And the products are, so people are finding my stuff without knowing me first. Whereas before it was like, all right, so I made these things, readers, and go to Amazon. And so you'll get your stuff because Amazon's going to take care of it. You won't have to wonder if I'm awake to take your order and ship it out or that kind of stuff. Amazon can take care of it. But so it's interesting. So, and now it's starting to drive traffic back to my website because people get curious. What else is this guy doing?
Good.
And so then the second thing is the which I think is what you were asking about was the digital sales. You know, what can you sell a PDF, like a graphics file that people will download? Will people pay money for it? And I've never really been sure if people would.
Yeah,
I know that people do this, and you know, I have some friends and acquaintances that do this, like Stephen P. Smith. I think he sells a few personal planning guides. I know that ebooks sell. It's just that it's something that I've never really been sure about. So I started selling some digital downloads through a site called eJunkie. But eJunkie has a terrible buying experience. So lately I did this, I made, what was it? Oh, the 365-day almanac version of the Emergent Task Planner, which is a daily planning thing that you, it's supposed to keep you focused in the face of daily chaos.
Okay.
And it's the first time I'd actually been able to make a multi-page PDF without having to lay out every single page by hand. I spent like a couple of weeks figuring out how something called XML data integration works with InDesign, the publishing software that I use. And it was like pain in the butt. But I finally got to work, and then wow, so now I can generate these multi-page PDFs customized on every page from a data file instead of having to go through and collect everything and type in the new date and so forth. And so I just started those sales through a different e-commerce service called Gumroad, which is designed for musicians. So what you can do, so if you're a musician and you have a track you want to sell, you can sign up for Gumroad, and you don't need a merchant bank account or anything. You need a PayPal account for them to send money to. And you can upload your MP3. You can write a little bit of text, you can upload a graphics thing, and they give you a little snippet of HTML code to put on your website.
Oh, okay.
And then you click on it, and it pops up this cool little window, and you click, I want this, and it handles the transaction almost perfectly. It's beautifully put together, very simple design, and there's no upfront costs. Like, ordinarily, they take 5% of the transaction cost, but you don't have to pay a monthly fee for hosting like you do with... eJunkie. You don't have to set up a store.
That's great. I just clicked on the link on your website. That's really nice.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like, it just pops up right in front of your webpage.
Yeah.
And then when you click, I want this, it just a little order form pops up. And you don't even leave your website. That's really nice.
Yeah. I was shocked at how nice it was. And when you sign into the account itself, it will give you analytics for where the sales came from. It shows you how many they are. And they pay out every 2 weeks, and they flush it into your PayPal account. And so I think the first day, so I announced this on my blog, and the first day I saw, I think it was like 25 sales the first day, and then the next day it was 12 sales, the next day it was 6 sales, the next day it was 3 sales. But it's been holding steady about like 3 or 4 sales a day. And, 3 or 4 sales a day at $7 a sale, it's like that's... whatever, four times, $28, $29.
Yeah.
So I started moving some of the other download things there. So it's neat because you can put it up there, and then instantly you see, like, when a sale comes in, you get an email, it says you made a sale, this is who bought it, and so forth. And the nice thing, because it's on Gumroad instead of Amazon, is you actually get to see who bought it.
Oh, good. It gives you like a contact. That's nice.
Yeah, because if you do Amazon fulfillment, they don't give you email address information.
That's nice.
So I can start to build like a mailing list of people who like this stuff.
That's actually very cool.
So that's exciting. So now I want to make more things. And, like, I made it. someone asked me, like, yeah, I don't need any of your forms. I get ideas from them all the time, but it'd be nice to be able to, like, kind of send you, like, like a tip or a donation. I don't have a tip jar or a donation bar jar. So I added one of those. Do you see it on the website?
Oh, the thanks, Dave, the little PDF.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
The
little... Yeah, so you click that. And so there's that picture that you took of me. Sid took all these professional...
He's got little ears.
Yeah, so I thought it would be cool, like, if you had collectible color card, like, thank you notes or thank you cards. So you can donate, like, the minimum donation is like $1, but you can actually do more than that. But if for your dollar, you get this, like, this.
You can download this thing.
Yeah, you get this exclusive PDF 4x6 with me with my, like, and holding a sign, like, looking up toward the sky, dreaming, no doubt, about something.
Nice.
And you get the something you can print out and put on your desk and keep you company during those cold, cold months. That looks good. That's really great. Yeah, nice picture, huh?
I know. Yeah, the guy that took those must really know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. Sid helped me with take some better headshots. The idea was based on our podcast picture, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, we're looking away from each other up the sky. I wonder if that could work, because it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I'll have to upgrade my image, too, so we can do some new stuff in.
So, so that's what's been going on with me. And, there's all the, like, redesigning the website so it's easier to navigate. I counted the number of words that were on it, and there's like over a million words written since 2005. I was like, wow, that's a lot of words. And so that's equivalent to, I think, I was looking up like long books. There's not very many that have that many words in them. Then again, it's not all of them are great words, but you figure like, even if it's like 5% of that million words,
right?
That's the size of a good length book.
Yeah.
With 300
that's a lot of writing.
So I'm excited about going back through that and, you know, just, seeing what's there that's worth, distilling or packaging or putting things together.
Maximum verbosity.
Yes.
That needs to be a shirt. It just needs to say maximum verbosity right on
blah,
the front.
Blah, blah, blah.
That'd be awesome.
Maximum words of blah.
Very nice.
Oh, and did the NaNoWriMo on
last. Oh, yeah. How did that go?
That was pretty good. That's actually what kicked off this whole self-improvement thing right
now. That's, you have 1 month that's a national
novel writing month.
Okay.
And the idea of it is every November, a bunch of people say, I'm going to write that novel. And in 30 days, you're going to write 50,000 words. Mm. And there's a website, NaNoWriMo.org, that you can register for and keep track of the number of words you're writing every day. Hmm. And you can form friendships with other people on the site. For example, our friend Jen O'Callaghan was doing it this year too. So we friended each other on the site so we could see how many words we were doing every day. And it's like, damn, Jen did this many words today. I need to do this many words too. So the interesting thing about that was I didn't start. I said, I'm going to start cold. You know, I've never prepared for any tests in my life. So I thought I would just make it a true test. Mm-hmm. So the first day I realized I didn't have the name of the person or what the relationships were. And so it was like really awful. And I thought about giving up the second or third day because it seemed like I needed to do a lot more preparation work.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to stick with it. And through this, I learned the secret of creativity, which had somewhat eluded me before. You know, I thought I knew how to be creative. I have good ideas. I knew how things work, right? Blah, blah, blah. But my big problem has always been pushing through all that uncertainty. Like, you know, I want this thing not to suck. I don't want this to have been a big waste of time.
Yep.
I don't like the feeling of not knowing if it's going to be a good or not. Hmm. And so there's various ways you can trick yourself into getting by that. You know, one of them is having someone yelling at you to do that if you're working someplace, or having someone else relying on you, but if you're doing it yourself, if you're trying to write a novel by yourself, you know, it's much harder.
Right.
So I relaxed my requirements of this and said, I'm just going to write and see what happens. All I know I need is 50,000 words at the end of 30 days.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be great stuff. In fact, they encourage you. They tell you it doesn't have to be really great. Just get over the hump of producing 50,000 words. Get into that habit of writing like the minimum 1,667 words a day so you can make the 50,000.
Hmm.
And, you know, by doing this, I got through the uncertainty part of it. And then at the end of it, I didn't have 50,000 great words, but I had maybe a few hundred and a couple ideas about how I would do it better.
Huh.
And I had improved. And I had gotten a sense of what it's like to experience. I had experience now that I could use in the future. And I said, oh, this is the artistic journey. This is what they're talking about. I thought I knew what that meant, but I don't think I had really actually forced myself for 30 consecutive days to do it.
Hmm.
And I says, well, if I can do that with this, I could do that with other things, like my stupid website. Like, I don't want to learn how to do this HTML, Ajax, jQuery crap, but you know what? You know, if I did do that, I would be so much better off.
Yeah.
So let me give that a try.
Huh.
So, yeah. So I feel I've been talking a lot so far.
And the website redo looks good. It's nice and clean. And
Did I redo it yet?
Did you? Well, you've been working on it.
I did rework the productivity tools page.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Do you remember that? There was like...
Yeah,
there was,
that podcast.
Who was that? It was Aaron Mankey's? Or was it... Some podcast something. That they were talking about... there's this guy, Dave Shea, and he has the emergent task planner. And I'll go look it up while you talk about other things. So he's talking about it. I says, like, okay, I'm on a site. I don't get it. It's the most popular thing. It's
like, where is it?
And so 5 minutes goes by. Oh, I still can't find it. Oh. It's like, oh, this is awful. So I went back and said, like, I bumped up the party. I need to make this so it's easier to find. And so I did that. And yeah, actually, it's my friend Brad, who's an illustrator out in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He was like nosing through the site. We talk about like search engine optimization stuff.
Yep.
Because we're trying to get our, yeah, just make sure our stuff is indexed properly by Google and other search engines. He said, did you know that you're the number one result for productivity tools?
Oh, on Google? I said, good.
Really?
Good.
And so yeah, maybe some of that helped out.
Very nice.
So, and, you know, so people are
fine. It looks good. The page looks fantastic now. I mean, it's like you can't miss it now.
Yeah.
It looks like really good.
Yeah, but I still think I can do a lot to improve the... I think the usages of it. Mm-hmm. It's a categorization page, but it doesn't really speak to what people really want, which is to be like, I want this to be more organized, or I want my life to be better, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's that balance between there's a tool and I guess wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in that category where like I'm going to like, you know, blow warm air up,
yep,
up your pants and,
yep,
you know, make you feel good. And then it stops. It's cold.
Keep blowing.
So it's like, you know, if you bought that underwear like I told you to, you wouldn't be feeling that way.
But you can buy it now. It's right you on my website. Right, a $7 PDF of underwear.
Yep. Click this. So for $7, you will never feel that chill from below again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I understand you've got some stuff going on.
I don't even know.
But it's a new year.
Yeah. What did we do recently? Well, one thing we did recently was kind of fun, and I was kind of happy with it, was Red River Theaters up in, yes, Concord. We did, yes, so the what happened was they had a day up at Red River where they were specifically doing interviews and stuff for their, I guess it's for like their promotions and stuff this year, like not pledge drive stuff, but just sort of stuff like it's kind of like pledge,
you know, for the membership.
It's for just like pushing the theater and trying,
okay, to, that's good,
visibility, just kind
general
of thing,
self promotion. Yeah.
And it was one of those days where I had scheduled a shoot, so we couldn't make it up there. So we actually, with the help of you, did something right here at the studio on our own, and then we sent it in for them to use, or just, you know, just to see if they would use it.
Did they use it?
And I know they put it on their Facebook page, but it was just sort of like we did it. There was two sections. There was two clips that we sent them. And one of them was Sarah and I, and they had sent us these questions in advance asking us things like what are our favorite childhood movies and, you know, the importance, mm-hmm, of independent cinema and theaters and stuff like that. But the one that I was really proud of, it was only like a minute and a half, but we did one with Muppet Sid, and he was talking about his favorite movies and everything.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool, and so I've ordered some like these little video lights just so that presentation wise they'll look a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm excited about those.
So those are coming in, and those will be kind of cool. So that was kind of cool. Like
that was cool.
I get conflicted because like I have this puppet thing that I absolutely adore, and mm-hmm, I can't, you know, like I have a hard time not putting him on and using him, but at the same time, like I don't want to be, you know, like, oh God, really? Is he playing with that stupid thing again? Yeah, it's that, you know, Mr. Puppet Man. But it's just so much fun. And I'm like, you know, like, yeah, one of the ideas I wanted to do this year, if I can find some time, is I wanted to take just little tiny scenes from movies, like just, yeah, really quick scenes, like, you know, like less than a minute or something, and then do little puppet versions of them. You know, like I had this idea of like constructing a space helmet out of like cardboard,
yep,
and then you can buy these little plush face huggers, and just doing that like one scene where like he sees the face hugger open up, yep, and he puts his face down, and just like quick little things, you know, just
that'd,
like,
be great, yeah,
you know, like Muppet Sid takes on this or whatever.
You should just do it,
right? Yeah. So that was part of why we got the lights and everything, and Sarah's been really pushing it, and she also wants me to do these things where I put the puppet on and then I just sort of go, and she wants to record all of that and, yeah, then like edit it down in case, like,
because, oh, cool,
she thinks at certain points I get really funny with him,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of times it's when, you know, like nobody else is around and stuff. She's like, so maybe, oh, we could record those, and then if something really funny comes up, you can just cut a section out and just stick it online, you know.
You could actually, you could also do the audio capture, and then you could act out the audio on top of that, because you have the perfect. It'd be like animation. You have that. You record the
oh, yeah,
audio,
yeah,
first,
yeah,
and then you do the visuals too. So you, yeah, just need to wear a wire all the time.
Yes. Oh. So that was
a nice,
kinda,
comfortable one.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. So I like playing with them and stuff.
Yeah, you should do that. I think it's a good idea. And you can't let
the haters, the naysayers.
It's not necessarily even haters. You know, like we already ignore those people because what are they doing? But, you know, just the idea that, oh, maybe someone unspecified may not like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe someone who I've never heard. The imagination of some sort of pain or, you know, negative response.
I haven't really heard that.
Everyone does.
Yeah. You
know, I got this email today from someone who was asking me or commenting on this article series I wrote about, it was called A Quiet Contemplation on Failure. Because at the end of last year, I was thinking, you know, it's been 7 years
I've been doing this
blog stuff. And all right, so that's long enough to get a PhD. If I'd stuck with a PhD program, I'd have a PhD by now, maybe, if I'd finished my dissertation. So what do I have for my 7 years? And I was thinking, nothing! But then, you know, so I said, okay, let me, once I got that on my system, I said, well, let me figure out what I did get done. So first let me acknowledge, I feel like I haven't achieved anything. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the email I got today was, he was saying, like, it was not so much, like, for someone like himself, it was inspiring to see someone admit this publicly and not be ashamed of it.
Wow.
And, you know, so when I read that, I was like, you know, I felt a little bit ashamed because I hadn't thought of what I was doing as being particularly inspiring in that way, and I didn't even want to take credit for that kind of thing, but at the same time I knew what he was talking about.
Right.
At the same, it was like, you know, we need, it's like, I'm uncomfortable with the idea of being a role model.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I don't think that's what he was saying.
Right.
But it was a reminder that there's people that we can overcome these feelings.
And it's nice to just say it and not be ashamed to say it.
Yeah.
You know, like I have arguments with people a lot of times because, you know, what we're trying to do, forging our own path, is really freaking difficult.
It's difficult.
And it's hard. And if you don't have a business sense mind like me, it's really hard. It's really hard. And I think in my profession particularly, there's this air of everything being so simple. You know, because it's like people only see the final one or two images per job that I post or something like that. So they think, oh, well, and it's just, there's this whole underlying thing of like, well, it's got to be really simple. All you're doing is taking pictures and everything. And it's, and it's not. And it's, and I so badly always want to be like, look, it's and just put it out in the ether. Like, it's really hard. It's really hard to do. It's really hard to make money. It's really hard to sustain a studio. It's really hard for marketing. And, but I've had people say, well, you know, like, you don't want clients or future clients to stumble across a blog with you saying this and then them not want to hire you because they think you're complaining or that they think that, you know, you're having such a hard time, you can't stay open.
Yep.
So it's hard. But at the same time, it's like, I want to get out there and grab some of these people and be like, no, you don't realize how hard it is to do this. It's not easy. It's not easy and it's not overnight. And it takes, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get this stuff through.
Right, right.
So I think that's good when people go, you know, like just show up and be like, you know what? No, it's not easy. And like, you know, like I've been doing this for, my God, I've had my studio since 2004 and I'm nowhere near where I want to be, you know, and I'm probably not even, you know, comparatively where I should be because there's just things that I don't.
You just used the language where I should be.
Where I should see there,
that's language you can't have if you're forging this path,
right?
Because you have no, there's no idea. You have no idea.
But it's so hard not to compare. I mean, that's just the whole thing.
This is not a mainstream path. This is not something that's been spelled out or has been proceduralized or put into like a franchisee manual. What? Look, is that the heat going on?
Oh, that's the heat. Yeah,
it sounds like an airline taking
it
off.
It does. Like, where did that noise come from?
So anyway, so what I had to constantly remind myself of, and this is probably why I don't mind being isolated so much, is that you can't listen to the mainstream for this kind of thing. I mean, there are certain things that are important, which is one, you need to have some way of, you know, taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, the common wisdom for that is like, well, you need a good job.
Yeah.
You need to work hard. You need to, like, you know, attach yourself to someone who's more successful and so forth. Unless that's not what you want to be. Unless you want to be the one who's calling the shots.
Right.
And then the way through that is, you know, this is what I was talking about, like becoming like that samurai dude, or you know, you had to be a master of your craft. And as a master of your craft, you are the one who dictates what's good,
right?
And you're the one who produces what other people want because you have determined what this is right. for yourself. And it's not going to appeal to everybody. I mean, your work isn't going to appeal to, and my work isn't going to appeal to like 100% of the population, but no one's work does.
No, nobody's done.
Nope. So you just have to do the very, very best of what you can and keep producing. I mean, no one will hire someone who doesn't produce.
Exactly.
If you can produce stuff and you can show stuff, that's really what matters.
Yep.
I think the experience of most people aren't, well, I work and I get a paycheck. I'm doing what I'm told to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think like for people like us in this situation, we don't want people to tell us what to do, but we also need to tell ourselves what to do right. and follow through with it. Right. And that's right. hard too, because you don't expect, it's like, okay, I'm going to work for myself now. Oh, my bud, me, isn't going to tell me to do something I don't want to do. Like learn how business works. Oh, that can't be right. Oh, well now it is. And now I'm a jerk. this sucks. I'm going to go watch TV now because like I'm being a jerk to myself.
Yep.
But that's what happens.
Yep.
And so I'm just getting over that now at the ripe age of 45. So, you know, I probably haven't really, really given myself a shot at this. And so, you know, this year I say, you know what? Okay. People want me to do development work or I need to do development work. I'm going to stop complaining. I'm just going to do it. I didn't want to be pigeonholed into that, but it turns out I'm actually like pretty good at it.
Huh.
So let me do some of that stuff and help pay some bills that way.
Right.
And not complain about it. Although I still will try not to complain about
just
it.
Just not publicly.
And at the same time, you really renew the commitment to like producing things every day. Mm-hmm. So I have this thing going on with Brad in, December 1st, I was visiting him earlier at the end of last year, and it was great just to be hanging out with someone who was like a creative who's trying to create their own business that derives from what they make.
Yeah.
In his case, stock illustration. In my case, what I'm writing, what I'm designing.
Right.
And it was sad to leave. And so, you know, maybe we could set up a chat room. You know, like we can set up a campfire chat room, which has a transcript feature.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can keep track of what we're all talking about. But let's do this. Let's do going further. Let's do what my friend Colleen does with her publishing coach and start with just 15 minutes of effort toward a project that we're stuck on.
Hmm.
And let's meet at the same time every morning at 7:15 in the morning. I said, what? I said, all right, we'll try for a week, December 1st to December 7th. And we did that, and we're still doing that.
Nice.
And the first 15 minutes of the day belongs to us.
Nice.
And it's amazing what you can get done in 15 minutes. If you start like a blog post or you start researching some stupid programming stuff you don't want to do, just 15 minutes and then just having gotten that done first thing, you've taken control of your creative life.
Yes.
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 We didn't get to complain about Skyfall.
No, we'll have to do that next time.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll pump one of these out. We got a backlog we can catch up on.
Yeah. Hopefully we can fall into the habit of doing this more often now.
Yep.
That'll be one of our new 2013 resolutions: is bring the podcast back in a powerful new way. A
powerful new way. I try to speak from my diaphragm more.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting how to do it though.
Oh, you doing anything exciting this weekend?
I'm gonna stay in.
I am.
Yeah. You know this coming Monday is Curry Day.
Oh.
I think it's official curry day. Or is it Tuesday? Really? One of those days.
Oh.
International curry day. Oh. So I had to prepare.
Monday is trip to IKEA day for us.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder if she go.
We have to go buy a new dinner table.
I need to buy... I've been getting into feng shui lately. So I've been wanting to get things that are supposed to boost my relationship corner.
Oh.
Which was filled with old empty shoe boxes before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that can't be good.
Yikes.
Anyway, well, that's the podcast for today, Friday, January 18th, 2013.
13.
Thanks again to our musical
accompaniment.
Accompaniment.
Michael Bellar and the As Is Ensemble.
They have some shows.
Visit them at michaelbellar.com. Yeah, he's got some shows. They sent an email out. And supposedly he's got two, not one, but two CDs coming out this year.
Oh, that's great.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. We need to talk about your CD cover stuff next
time. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. All right, so that'll wrap it up for this time. Until next time, this is photographer Sid Caesar.
This is Dave Say.
And we will see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
ride.
See ya.